Hello, welcome to another episode of The Buzzcast. My name is Herb Harrison, and today we have Miss Ramona Butler. She is the Community Child Care Coordinator, and we're going to have a conversation, just talk about some of the things that her organization has to offer. And I don't know if you've seen them on The Buzz or What's Buzzing, because we've kind of been promoting it, but she's going to give some in-depth information about how you can become an FCC provider? Is that correct?
FCC, family child care provider.
You can become an FCC family child care provider, and you can do it from your own home. So first and foremost, hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. So let's talk about what it is that you do. Now, the title is Community Child Care Coordinator. But explain what exactly that is.
Okay, so a community child care coordinator, I oversee the family child care program here at Fort Eustis. I recruit, I retrain, and we certify providers to provide child care in their homes. Mm-hmm.
And so I guess there's a process. So, you know, can anybody that has a house or apartment mm-hmm. or whatever, can they become a child care?
Yes, on this base, you can be become a family child care provider, but you can also become one off base as well. Mm. You would need to, of course, the same requirements that you would have as becoming a caregiver in the CDC, mm-hmm. 18 years old at least, be able to read, write, and speak English.
Okay.
But you can become a family child care provider, but we do have an application process. And all family members ages 12 years and above will have to do a background check.
That are in the home?
In the home.
Okay.
Installation records check.
Got it.
Those that are 18 years old or older would have to forego a fingerprint check.
Okay.
And then we will inspect the home. Training, orientation. Mm-hmm. There's an orientation training of 40 hours. We do that in conjunction with the Child Development Center, and then it's ongoing training as well.
Okay, so if I wanted to become a child care provider in my home, what is the timeline? So I put in my application, and then once the application is submitted, then that process from the application being accepted to the training to the inspection, normally what does that timeline or turnaround look like?
That is a very good question, Herb. There, you know what, we've come a long way. There was a time when it was a very long process. Mm. We've done a whole bunch of different things to try to shorten that process. But I will say that an applicant could actually become a provider in 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It could even be faster. There are some things. If you have pets, of course, you have to provide a pet a vaccination mm-hmm. report, mm-hmm. but also for your family members and things, and then the training.
Okay.
A lot of times we can get started with the application process, the fingerprints, physical, and even training, but a lot of times it depends on the applicant, actually.
Okay.
But the process itself could very well be as short as now. I've had some that will drag it out a little longer,
right.
But again, it can be 3 to 4 weeks.
How thick is the application?
Application process. The application is nice. A one-page application. However, there are other paper documents mm-hmm. that will mm-hmm. accompany that. Of course, the background check paperwork. And the physical, but again, we will assign the physical is done here on the base. Mm-hmm. Gina, our family child care, our admin, she will arrange that with public health.
Okay.
Fingerprints, that's done right in building 501. Mm-hmm. And so the application, it probably will take someone, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes or so to complete it.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So what about, with COVID and everything that was going on with COVID, how did it impact the program, or how did it cause you guys to kind of change some things that you the processes?
Okay. Actually, you know what? I had some providers who remained open mm-hmm. during COVID. A couple did close for a month or so. That was right at the beginning, maybe March, April time they were open mm-hmm. back up one. We did the same. Pretty much we tried to put the same measures in place at the Child Development Center did. Parents were not coming in and out of the homes. We kind of ceased the family style dining mm-hmm. and the sharing of Play-Doh and sand and things mm-hmm. such as that. But they kept it going.
And so, and I guess the big question is, how much money can you make?
Oh, wow. You can make a lot of money. Oh, but yeah. Again, you can.
Okay.
And that's because a lot of times the fees are pretty much the same fees. If a military or civilian family, mm-hmm. or if they actually would apply and actually get subsidy, mm-hmm. they'll pay the same rates that they would pay if they were attending the child development center.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the provider's rates may be a little higher than that. But they're subsidized, so Air Force will reimburse that provider the money. They also can get additional funds with monies when they do overnight care, extended care, deployment child care,
oh, wow.
PCS child care, home community care, which is the drill weekends. There are a number of ways for them to increase their weekly salary.
Okay.
So, I don't maintain there. I don't know how much they make. I can only kind of get an estimate. But I was told at another base, a local one, that a provider received $70,000.
$70,000 a year. $70,000 a year. And understand, you know, I'm hosting this podcast right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking for myself. Mm-hmm. But I am asking for some friends that might be interested.
Okay.
And now I'm not saying my coworkers, because we all love our jobs. But that's a good amount of money. And that's good to know, because a lot of times, I guess now, you know, that's one of the questions people want to know. How much money can you make, or possibly, you know, can you make when it comes to a new job? When it comes to looking into something like this, and outside of those benefits, outside of being able to make a good amount of money, what are some of the other benefits that they have if you looking at becoming a FCC provider?
Okay. Well, it's ongoing training. Mm-hmm. The training will transfer with you to the next installation. Mm-hmm. That's a great benefit. And also, you get a benefit of actually being able to stay at home with your own children.
Got it.
Yeah. Work outside of home and be the business owner. Mm-hmm. You become a business owner. But keep in mind that these providers will, unlike the child development center, they are caring for children much longer. And they really are like their own director, mini director in their own home. Mm-hmm. They do the business, the administration part. Mm-hmm. They're the cooks. They're right. The caregiver.
Yeah.
All those things, and it's just that one provider.
Got it.
Okay.
And they still have to follow the same guidelines that the child care facilities follow on the base as well. Okay.
Yes.
So even as far as menus go, do they have to do the same?
Yeah. So I have elected for our providers to, we do have to provide USDA approved mm-hmm. meals, but we have elected to use the same menus that are used in the child development centers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which, and I guess for a provider, that's kind of good, because you have everything laid out. You know what you're going to serve, and you don't have to kind of guess, because you already have that menu that's kind of already in place.
That's right.
Overall, I think that's a good opportunity for people that are looking for jobs, mm-hmm. because now a lot of people are looking for jobs. They don't necessarily want to leave the home. Some have been working remotely for a long time, and they want to continue to do that. But this is an opportunity, even if you're looking for a change in career.
Yes.
This is a great opportunity that, hey, you know, I was doing this for years, but maybe I can try this.
I just wanted to add back on mm-hmm. the meals. Providers are also reimbursed by the USDA, so they receive additional funds from that. Now, they won't get their entitled what they've spent into their groceries from when they're USDA reimbursement, but they are reimbursed for each breakfast, snack, and lunch, or even supper if they serve that monthly. And if all that is not covered by USDA, they can put that on their taxes and file at the end of the year.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on now. You know, once again, I said I was asking for a friend.
Yes.
I'm not thinking about a career change, but man.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like this is a win-win situation, especially for people that have children.
Yes.
And because at doing something like this, you can care for your own kids. Mm-hmm. And then in turn, you can also make money caring for other people's kids as well.
Yes.
And you don't necessarily have to leave the home. So with this program, how long has the program been around?
Oh, well, you know, family child care has been around. I know, I don't have an exact time, but I know 1999 to 2000. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, a lot of changes have come along.
Right,
since
right.
Then.
And I was going to ask you, like, what are some of the changes, or what have been some of the biggest changes that you've seen since you've kind of been on board?
Since I've been on board. Well, the first change was that I actually was a family child care director on the Army side. So mm-hmm. it was a little different coming on to the Air Force side, okay. With Air Force being the lead. However, all DOD, they've kind of streamlined it, and it's actually going to be it's the same across all services now. But it was just a change, I guess, in just some of the regulations, but now they've become a part of me. I've been here for 10 years now,
right,
so
right.
I actually don't even really reflect on some of those things that have changed, but mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of things have changed. I do, and I wanted to mention that there is one change, and this is for the off-base providers. So on base, you're allowed to have 6 children in your homes with no more than 2 under the age of 2.
Okay,
and it goes anywhere from 2 weeks to 12 years of age. Mm-hmm. Your own children are included in your ratio. And once they reach 8, they're no longer in your ratio. Okay. But off-base providers used to be able to have that 5 mm-hmm. or even 6. But now, because of the state regulation, that's not our regulation, but because of the state regulation, they are only allowed to have 4 children in their homes.
Now, what about, are they also able to care for special needs children as well?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we do have, and if those children have those significant special needs, then yes, the training is provided to the provider. I have, in fact, mm-hmm. I have one provider now who cares for just one child because mm-hmm. of the ratio has to be a 1-to-1.
Got it.
Yeah, we do care for special needs.
And once again, for you guys that are just tuning in, we have Miss Ramona Butler. She's a community child care coordinator here at Fort Eustis. And we're talking about the FCC program, which basically allows you, in a sense, to open up your home and care for children in your home. If we have some people that may be interested, how can they get in contact with you?
They could actually call me at 878-5584 or 5726, or email me at Ramona, R-O-M-O-N-A .L.Butler.Civ@mail.mil. I did want to mention one other thing. There is this thing called unlicensed or unauthorized child care that mm-hmm. sometimes happen on the installation. A lot of times, many spouses or tenants, residents on the base do not know that they're not allowed to care for children in their home without becoming certified.
Wow.
So they can do a little occasional babysitting for mm-hmm. a friend or taking turns, you know, with, you know, I'm going to watch your child today, you watch mine tomorrow. But they are not allowed to care for children more than 10 hours a week.
Oh, wow.
On a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So we encourage those who don't know to contact my office as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You guys need to give her a call. I hate for you guys to get in trouble. And so what could happen if for those that are maybe doing the child care that is unlicensed or uncertified or whatever, what could happen to them?
Okay. They could lose their base housing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It could be reported to spouse's commander or commander. Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're doing that and you're hearing this, you may need to go ahead and make that call so that you can get certified and licensed and become a provider.
Yes.
And I think that's a really good program. And so once again, Miss Ramona Butler, she's a community child care coordinator, and we are just having a conversation about the FCC provider program that actually allows you to go and to get the training, and then in turn you're able to care for children in your own home, and on top of that get paid for it.
Yes.
When it comes to off base, do providers have to go, and do they have to do like the business license and things like that with the city?
Yes. So even on base, actually, we're getting business licenses with the city. On base. They will get a business license. They do not have to become state licensed off base. Should they become state licensed, it does allow them to care for more children, maybe one other children. State license in the Newport News will only allow them to be licensed for five children.
All right. Well, once again, I just want to say thank you for coming in. And is there any more information that you would like to give the listeners about the program?
Just that Family Child Care is a great program, and we would love to have you on board with us.
And once again, I'm not asking for myself, but it definitely sounds like a great program.
Yeah, it really is. It's a very good program. I myself used to do child care in my home many years ago. So family child care is really near and dear to my heart. So
I'm just asking for a friend. I love my job.
Just
asking for a friend. Yeah. Okay. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.